Hello, and welcome to my Work From Home Ideas podcast. My name is Adrian Amparo, and today we're going to talk about selling website addresses or domains. The idea is pretty simple. You buy a domain that you think will be popular or needed by some company or some person, and you buy it for roughly $8. Well, when that person really needs it or the company really needs it, they can pay a handsome amount, anywhere from $100,000 to, yes, I've heard some that go up to $100,000, if not more, depending on the company. Again, that all varies by situation and circumstances. So here's the downside, of course, is that you have to anticipate what someone is going to need in the future. Obviously, because you can't anticipate what someone's going to need in the past. Duh. However, let's give you an example. A long time ago, this person was thinking about in the future, there's probably going to be some books that are going to be specialized for a certain thing. And he named he coined the term netbooks, and he bought it. He went to, where he bought it, but it was either like GoDaddy or someplace and bought the domain www.netbooks.com. And he had no idea that in the future there was going to be some super lightweight portable laptops that were going to be called netbooks. Well, sure enough, when netbooks started coming out and people started using that phrase, they wanted to find out who owned this website, and he sold it for a substantial amount of money. Now, mind you, he paid about $8 to $10 for it, and he made a lot of money. But another downside, besides having to anticipate what people are going to want in the future, is that it can take years or even decades in some situations before somebody even wants that website. Now, here's another example of not necessarily looking into the future, but looking at what's needed right now. When Osama bin Laden was shot, everyone was watching television. And what the key phrase that was reported and used often was SEAL Team 6. So somebody right away went to GoDaddy or someplace and bought the term SEAL Team 6. Well, Disney wanted that because they wanted that domain address because they wanted to make a movie based off that. Based off the situation, so they had to, I'm not sure if they actually bought the name or settled out of court for that name, but somehow they really, really, really wanted that name and got it. So it's a matter of looking into the future or just looking at this instant to see which terms are being used often and going to look it up. Now, those are the downsides. The upsides are they're cheap. It's $8. You can buy something and just store it away. Of course, it's $8 every year, but you can just store it away until somebody needs it. And of course, the upside is that you can sell it for 10 times the amount if you like. It just depends on the need and situation. And another upside is that it's not very hard to do. Pretty much anyone can do this. As long as you have a credit card, you can do it. Go to GoDaddy.com. And they will walk you through the process. And if it's even too hard for you at that point, there's a 1-800 number. Call them and they will walk you step by step by step. They want your $8 badly and they're willing to do anything to get it from you. So if you're interested in this job or are not yet convinced on what you want to do from home, then go to my website at www.myworkfromhomeideas.org. where you can see all the different ideas organized by your priorities, like jobs that require no training, or you can read about jobs that you can do online, or just jobs that have little to no startup cost. These jobs are all .organized for you. So go right now to www.myworkfromhomeideas.org and see which idea is the right fit for you.